Hi there, my name's Ed. I've been a .NET developer for about 17 years now, and I've seen it all. So here is my .NET Developer 2026 roadmap. This will again say what to learn first, what not to learn, and give you some job hunting advice. But this year, we have some changes because the 2026 roadmap goals are thus. The .NET silo means that if all you know is .NET, your employment options are very limited. I'm going to try and help you avoid getting into that trap. We also are going to help you maximize your employability. With AI, everybody needs to be a turbo, super-powered, full-stack generalist. And if you get stuck in the .NET silo, you're stuffed, really. Obviously, the first thing you need to know, still, believe it or not Go, it's C#, all right? It's everything, and don't try to do Visual Basic .NET or F#, despite what the zealots might try to convince you to do. If you try F#, you will not be employed. There are about 20 F# jobs on planet Earth, sadly. TypeScript is next. Microsoft use TypeScript heavily themselves. It's probably number one, actually, these days, I reckon. And you can't call yourself a web developer if you can't do TypeScript. All right? Next up, the very foundational .NET web application structure is an ASP.NET MVC REST API. Not Razor Pages, okay? If you want to do a UI, server-side UI, use MVC views. Don't use Blazor. Not even Microsoft use Blazor, okay? Teams, Outlook, Xbox, it's all based on React, not Blazor. You can then do minimal APIs after you've done MVC. And the reason you want to do MVC first is so you get some transferable skills, so you're not stuck in that .NET silo, all right? You can use this on Rails, Spring, Laravel, at least to be able to have a conversation with a hiring manager in a different company. Within .NET MVC, you need to learn these skills, routing, view models and MVVM, and web API, and API controllers. These will be everywhere in .NET land. The third most important building block, probably, and the most transferable, is HTML, CSS, and TypeScript. You've got to learn these foundations, all right? If you can't do some CSS, you're still stuffed, okay? Because you're not going to be able to do a React SPA. Software engineering concept-wise, these are the table stakes, dependency injection, solid code, testable code, and REST APIs. If you were to have an interview with me, I would be interviewing you on these topics, okay? You've got to know them. For databases, this is a bit of a change this year. I'm now recommending you learn Postgres first before SQL Server. Postgres is becoming the default database for .NET developers because it's free. And now that Microsoft have Azure Postgres service, they don't particularly care about using SQL Server because you're still paying for Azure, all right? Then you can do Entity Framework, Code First, which will also teach Link, and Lambdas, and all that nice stuff. You also need to be very aware of the types of companies that use .NET, so enterprise, small software companies that were started in .NET's heyday, probably about 10 years ago, and very few startups use it. They are out there. I'm slowly getting notices that we are doing .NET startups, but they are still quite rare. When you do find a job, though, you need to be very careful about job descriptions because, and I ran this point home, okay? They did a bait and switch with .NET. .NET Core was a total cross-platform rewrite, and then they just renamed it back to .NET, and they started with version 5. So again, in the job descriptions, make sure that .NET is 5 or above. If it's under the number 5, even though .NET 4.8 is strangely close to .NET 5, don't fall for it. It's a scam. You will not have a good time. And furthermore, these are the red flags you need to watch out for. WSDL, SOAP, WCF, web forms, MSMQ, and stored procedures. Run for the hills, guys. You don't want to be doing this stuff. Speaking of which, this is more stuff that is just not worth bothering with. 2026, Blazor, Next Silverlight, .NET MAUI, nobody cares. And Aspire, I'm actually going to call out, don't bother with Aspire now. It's just a .NET silo. If you have .NET Aspire on your CV or resume, depending on where in the world you are, it just doesn't matter. You might as well just have a blank space. Nobody cares. There are some alternative C# and .NET paths in 2026, and these are going gangbusters. They're not quite dependent on Microsoft, so Unity, big C# thing. If you're into games, you want to do C#, Unity's your way forward. And then Uno and Avalonia are now taking over .NET MAUI's mantle. And if you want to do desktop apps or mobile apps in C# and .NET for some particular reason, go with these technologies. They've got really, really good communities and you can learn a lot. So to recap, these are the table stakes. React or Angular, an MVC API controller for REST APIs, and SQL Server or Postgres, but probably Postgres these days. You need to be able to put these three things together. Books. Who remembers books, yeah? These are my favourites for .NET developers. Pro C# with .NET 6. Not much has changed. Clean Architecture by Uncle Bob. And obviously Mark Siemens amazing dependency injection. But today, all people want to watch are YouTubers. So here are the best .NET YouTubers 2026. Here we go. Nick Chapsis, watch him. He's a total Chad. Next up is Milan Jovanovic, not to be confused with the football player, of course. And last up is James Montemagno. He's such a good YouTuber. He got 50,000 subscribers in 1 month. What a Chad. But the problem with watching YouTube is that you will end up in tutorial hell. So you need to escape tutorial hell by investing in yourself. And all I can do is recommend getting some actual courses by some actual educators, not idiot YouTubers like me. So I've got the best list on dometrain.edanderson.com. Go there. I've checked them all out. They're all fantastic. You'll actually learn something. Because your first goal is to build a full stack app with an SPA and an API. This will teach you so much. If you can pull this off, all right, you've done the whole stack. You can build an app and then you get it on the cloud. Don't use Aspire. Just use a Docker if you absolutely have to, right at the end. But you can push your stuff to Azure App Service, buy a domain name, set up HTTPS. You will learn so much. Here is that 2026.NET roadmap, all on one page, C# or TypeScript, REST Web APIs, do some front-end single-page apps with TypeScript, all right, not Blazor. Build an app and get it on the cloud. Pull this off and you can call yourself a .NET developer in 2026. So what do you think? If I've missed anything, please put your complaints in the comments. And if you particularly don't like this video, press the like button 3 times, which is a secret message to YouTube that you hate it. All right. If you did like it, why not subscribe? I do C# and .NET content quite a bit on this channel. Thank you for watching.